Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Hey, my name is Jessica Sellers. I called yesterday and canceled this membership thing because I knew nothing about it whenever I did a vacuum, some stupid-ass vacuum thing online. Y'all, and I canceled it, and I was supposed to get a refund. I got the email, and y'all charged me again, $39.89, again today. I need y'all to cancel my banking account information and everything out and refund again the $40 again that y'all took out.
All righty, ma'am. Could I get that zip code, please?
75651.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Jessica Sellers.
All right, Ms. Sellers, I do see an account with that name. Would you verify the address, please?
111 Pope Road, Unit 3, Long, Harleton, Texas. 75651.
Thank you, ma'am. So I do see where you called in and you were fully refunded yesterday. I don't see any further charges.
It's on my banking account as of today. It came out again. It's pending charge from y'all, $39.89. And it's not a refund. It's because I told my husband, I said, well, look at it. It should be a refund. It shouldn't be them taking more money out. It should be a refund because I couldn't get on. Stop sucking that. You're making a smacking sound. Because I told him that I was supposed to be getting a refund. And so I looked on there finally. It was Sorry. I have stuttering. I looked on there and it showed that $39.89 was a charge, not a refund. I can take a picture of it with my son's phone and somehow email it to you, but it's another charge.
All right, ma'am. You would need to contact your bank and have them dispute that charge because we don't have it here. I only have the refund from yesterday.
Okay. Is there any way that you can go on there and take my banking account information off of y'all's system?
No, ma'am.
And there's nobody higher than you that I can talk to?
You can talk to them, but no one can move your banking information. We don't mess with people's banking information.
Okay, so what is connected to my name on there? Because it would have been a debit card that got canceled.
9603 are the last three digits.
Yeah, that card got canceled, so I'm not understanding how there's another card that canceled.
You're not understanding what, ma'am?
I'm not understanding why there's another charge that came out because the card that y'all have on file got canceled.
Okay, so again, I can't help you, ma'am. If you canceled the card and the bank still let a charge go through, I don't see how we had anything to do with that. I don't see another charge. I see a charge for $39 that was refunded on yesterday. Any other charges, you're going to need to contact your bank because we didn't do it.
Okay, and what was your name?
It's D-E-E.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Bye.